this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Bryant, help!
Whoa! Come on, back the way you came and hurry up!
Whoa! No! 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 No!
And now, Kids Radio's Playhouse of the Airwaves presents Pilgrim's Progress Revisited, based on the allegorical tale by John Bunyan. This is the story of a young man who lived in the Township of Evil. He carried a book in his hand and a great load on his back.
Boy, this thing is heavy.
And he was very unhappy.
What should I do? What should I do?
His neighbors noticed the young man's unhappiness. And one of them, a woman called Practical, approached him to ask him about it.
Christian? Christian.
For that was the young man's name.
Yes, Miss Practical? You've been behaving very oddly lately. What seems to be the problem?
This book.
Book?
Yes, it says that our city is going to be destroyed, burned with fire from heaven.
Well, Christian, you can't believe everything you read. Why are you bent over that way?
This load on my back has become very heavy. Funny, I never used to notice it before I read this book. What should I do?
Stop reading that book!
But I can't just ignore what it says. I have to do something about it.
Now, Christian, be reasonable. You're getting yourself all worked up over a book. Now, does that make sense?
Well, no. I guess not.
Of course not. Now, why don't you go on home, take a nice hot bath, and get a good night's sleep? That'll clear your head.
So Christian took Practical's advice. But when he awoke the next morning, he felt worse than ever.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
He took his book and walked out into a field, thinking the fresh air would make him feel better. But that didn't help either. And soon, Christian sank to his knees under the great load on his back.
Someone help me, please!
Suddenly, a man appeared in front of him.
Now, what's the matter?
Huh? Who are you?
Well, my name is Evangelist.
Where did you come from?
Oh, we're always popping up. Too much, according to some people. Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, this book says that the city and country are going to be wiped out, and that I should run for safety.
Well, then why are you standing here? Run!
I don't know where to go.
Is that all? You need to go to the Celestial City.
Celestial City?
Right, the place of ultimate safety and rest. Of course, getting there is no picnic. The journey is very dangerous, filled with many enemies.
Enemies?
Yeah. Oh, and they won't let you in with that... smelly load on your back.
I've been trying to take it off, but I can't.
Well, of course you can't. It has to be removed for you.
Removed for me?
Yep.
Can you do it?
Nope.
Then how can
Head for the Celestial City and you'll find out.
How do I get there?
Well, you see that blinking light in the distance there?
Across the field?
Uh-huh. Now, when you cross the field, you come to a path. Follow the path to get to the light. Then you'll be told what to do. Well, don't just stand there. Get going.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And make sure you stay on the path. Don't turn away to the right or to the left. Godspeed.
So Christian began running across the field toward the light. But he didn't know that another neighbor, Mr. Pliant, had started running after him. And just as Christian reached the path, Mr. Pliant overtook him.
Hey! Hey, wait up! Wait, good neighbor Christian!
What do you want?
What do I want? Well, what do I want? Oh, yeah! It's all over town that you're hightailing it to the Celestial City. Is that true?
It is.
Ooh. Why?
To get the smelly load off my back, for one thing.
So that's what that odor is. Thought my deodorant stopped working.
And the other reason I'm leaving is because the Township of Evil is going to be destroyed.
What? Destroyed? Glad I didn't get that second mortgage. So, when's this supposed to happen?
I don't know, but the only way to be saved is by getting to the Celestial City. Do you want to come with me?
Come? With you? Come with you? Where?
to the Celestial City.
Ha! Do I look like the kind of guy who runs away from danger?
Actually, yes.